Okay, ma'am, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Crystal Ann, 281-890.
Well, good afternoon. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
This hearing is regarding the alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on April 12, 2018. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
That form listed your human rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, ma'am?
Yes.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. We're authorized for a 3-member panel this afternoon. In the hearing room, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Wesby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Ms. Ryan and Mr. Wesby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. Ms. Ryan, this hearing will be conducted in 2 phases. Phase 1 will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with Phase 2 deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked.
Okay, can I say something?
Let me read the script, but if you have a quick question, you may ask.
Well, I was just wanting to waive it today.
You what? Okay.
Yeah, because I don't always mean on time, sorry for doing that. But I've had some time to think since I signed that paper, and it would be better if I just stayed to cancel my next.
Okay. Well, let me say this much. We have a means of ending the hearing quickly, but we still have to read the first part of the hearing. So just give us a few moments, and we'll bring this hearing to a close, okay?
Okay.
I'll go straight to it. I'm going to read the allegation to you. You need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
According to the warrant of arrest, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal ways or company as follows. Violation of condition number 1 is demonstrated by a failure upon release from custody to contact your supervising officer or duty officer by personal visit within 1 working day, unless otherwise directed by special condition on or about July 25th, 2017. Your whereabouts were known, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Ms. Ryan, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you. And we'll get through this quickly. Based on Ms. Ryan's admission, I moved to find a delinquent that she violated the terms and conditions of her supervision and that she may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company. And based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2017-W2644, our quick discussion with Ms. Ryan in which she decided to kill her number, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I moved to revoke community supervision as Ms. Ryan was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of her supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
I will say seconded by Mr. Neal and agreed upon by Mr. Johnson. Just 1 second. Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson. Okay, Ms. Ryan, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about July 26, 2018. That's a little more than 2 months. So we encourage you to take advantage of these last weeks to put together a plan for your transition back to the community. We wish you a safe and productive return. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.